We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
Great Lakes Capital City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Wicks, and it continues to be the 19th of November, 2011. I'm not sure if I gave the date at the top of the first hour or not, but anyway, that's what it is, November 19th, 2011. And we're visiting with Chris Tyson, and he's the author of the book America's New World Order, A Global Atlantis for the Age of Aquarius. And we're talking about some of the issues surrounding the book, some of the Masonic symbolism in Washington, D.C., and all throughout society that's really been woven around us, and what the ultimate goal of this plan for world government is, where it stems from, and where it's going. I want to go back to the phone lines right now. Janan in Texas. Janan, thanks for holding on. Do we have Janan? Okay. All right. Go ahead, Janan.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay. John in Tennessee mentioned Poseidon, some statue or something in Virginia Beach, and Virginia Beach is the headquarters of the Association for Research and Enlightenment, Edgar Cayce, the Sleeping Prophet. They have a huge library there. And much of his trances and his readings were based on Atlantis. So I just wanted to tell your guest, Chris, to maybe look into that. It's quite interesting as far as this Atlantean connection. Okay, and another thing I wanted to do is say that, you know, our founding fathers are supposed to be Christians and our form of government was supposed to be based on Christianity. Mm-hmm. But there's room for debate about Thomas Paine, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, George Washington. So we kind of maybe need to look at that again. Anyway, Dr. Stan Monteith and Constance Cumby and Chris Pinto have done quite a lot of work along the same lines, this age-old spiritual conspiracy thing. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I wanted to say is I wanted to know if your guest, who has worked in hotels, knows anything about that program, IBAHN, I-B-A-H-N, where they screen the computer access of the hotel guests so that you cannot reach certain websites on your, I guess, your in-room Wi-Fi as well as the computer in the lobby. That this company won't let you access certain websites that are kind of like Darren's show.
Yeah, hey, Janine, can you hold on for a moment?
Okay.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, and we'll let him answer that, and if you have anything else, we'll follow up. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in a few minutes here on Govern America with Chris Tyson.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Dallas Arms Collectors Association Incorporated is holding another gun and knife show following Thanksgiving on the weekend of the 26th through the 27th of November 2011. The Dallas Arms Collectors are again promising the single largest gun show in the state of Texas, where you can buy, sell, or trade various firearms, platforms, and knives and other shooting accessories. Admission costs are adults $10 single-day pass or $15 for a two-day pass. Children under the age of 12 receive free admission. Free admission is also included when applying for or renewing your NRA membership. The show is open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Parking is free with 24-hour security on site. For more information, please visit www.dallasarms.com or call 972-369-6062. And don't forget to visit us at the Republic Broadcasting Network booth.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs, visiting with Chris Tyson, America's New World Order. America's New World Order. That's the book, A Global Atlantis for the Age of Aquarius. That's Chris Tyson. And you can get to his website, once again, America'sNewWorldOrder.com. And that's where you get the book. And we have Janan in Texas on the line. And Chris, she had just to ask you the question a moment ago about whether or not you had heard about this internet censorship. I guess you called it IBON, Janan?
Yes.
Yes. IBON, well, one of the systems they use, and there's another system called LodgeNet. I haven't been in the industry for a few years now. Yes, they have the capability to block things that they don't want in the rooms on the TV screens and stuff like that. There's also a filtering mechanism. Now, what you're saying, I did hear about that, but, I haven't been in the industry for a few years, so I don't know. I did hear about what you're saying, but I have not seen it with my own eyes, you know, where they're blocking off radio stations like this one. I also would like to comment, I'm actually very aware of Edgar Cayce and his ideas on Atlantis and his prophecies. And, yes, I'm very familiar with Enlightenment, too. I actually go into Enlightenment in the back of my book. And what the other caller was alluding to before this one, with the seven petrified rays on the Liberty Goddess's head, the Statue of Liberty, that's actually the seven chakras of enlightenment. That's what that symbolizes on her head. And also, you also mentioned, first of all, I want to say, did that answer your question about IBON?
Yes, it does. And if you ever have a chance to see if Darren's site is accessible, that would be great if you could let us know, but I know you may not be able to since you're out of the industry right now. But
okay, and
maybe somebody else out there.
Something else there, Chris Pinto. Yes, I'm familiar with his work on the New Atlantis. Incredibly well documented. I watched all his videos, and there's also another book out there by Nicholas Hager called The Secret Founding of America. That's another excellent book about kind of alluding to the New Atlantis. But I want to say one thing real quick, Darren. On the New Atlantis, what I was saying and what I meant was that, you know, America was an experiment. The secret societies of Europe, with America, they wanted to see if many, many different people and many, many different religions could get along under many different states, under one federalistic government. And if that could work, they wanted to spread that flame of enlightenment around the world. And that's why you now have a European Union, African Union, etc. They used the model of America to see if it worked, and it did work. It was a success, and now it's being spread all over the world.
Yeah, and they call it democratizing the world, don't they?
That's right. And that's why when you hear, like, George Bush Jr., when he got up there and said, this flame's going to go, you know, all around the world, he means it, you know.
Yeah. Anything else, Janon?
That'll be all. Great show. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your call. Let's go to the Ozarks to talk to Liz. Liz, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Darren.
Yeah. What's on your
Thank
mind?
Thank you, Chris, for stepping out of the box into the truth circle. It takes a lot of courage, and I give you a hug for that.
Oh, thank you.
I have a Rick satellite dish that I watch, and I picked up amazing discoveries. And I was watching a series of a guy called, he was a professor, Walter Veith. And I'm watching everything you're saying, he's saying. And I was watching it thinking, is this true? Is this real? You know, and then I get up this morning, make my breakfast, and I'm listening, and you are saying exactly what he was saying. And he has done extensive research, and it's called AmazingDiscoveries.tv, and his name is Walter Veith.
Wow.
Oh, so it's confirmation for you then, huh?
Well, for everyone. And he says all the symbolism. He has a 36 series. They're hour and a half long. It's called Total Onslaught. And he takes you from step one all the way to the New World Order. And he even talked about the Twin Towers, the Kennedy assassination, and how everything, all these revolutions are set up. The French Revolution, who set it up, and how all these symbolisms throughout the world and the one religion that they are focusing on right now, and that's what all these little wars are about, is to get one religion under the Mother Church, under the one church. And he had talked about Atlantis. He had talked about everything that you said, Chris. I highly recommend watching the series. It's called Total Onslaught.
I'll definitely keep that in mind and look into it. And, you know, I'll just tell you straight, because I can tell where you're coming from here. Again, this, for me, I was never planning on writing this book. It took me 3 years to research all this information.
Exactly.
Just to give you an idea.
Well, this professor was in the same shoes as you. He was actually an atheist.
Wow.
And he was doing minding his own business. He was a very highly acclaimed professor. He won British awards for his academics.
Wow.
And he actually set out to prove it wrong. And the more he dug into it, the more his eyes opened. So he walked away from everything in his life, and that's what takes courage, like you did.
Wow.
And I think that's what's real in this world today. I mean, we can go on and on about how this world is today, but if we see people like you and the professor and other people standing up and saying, I'm stepping in the truth circle regardless of what it costs me, I'm doing it. And that's very, very loving of you to do that for us. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate it. And, you know, I will say, you know, again, I don't want to go into religion again with Dan, but I will say this is my calling, my spiritual calling. And
right.
You know, and I will say something else that happened to me, and everyone will really relate to this one, is the night I started researching all this information, I was over at my older brother's house. This Darren, you know how it is. You start flipping through all these websites. And all
oh, yeah.
This. And I kid you not, the lights in the room started flicking on and off, on and off. The washing machine started clicking on and off, on and off. There was a demonic, dark energy in that house that was trying to get me to stop. you know, from researching. And, you're right. It's been a journey. It's been a long journey. And I didn't stop.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And I'm out here, you know, sending you great energy because it's hard. I know it's hard because I'm there. I mean, I came out the Ozarks because it's too much for me out there. And but he also, the Amazing Discovery showed a young man whose lineage was in the Freemason. He's related to one of the popes down the road. But he tells his testimony, actually how they taught him how to levitate, how he got training right off the ground. And then when he stood his ground, like you and the professor, his father, who was a 32-second Mason, actually called him and said, "Don't ever step out behind the shadow because you'll be dead." Now, this guy's telling his testimony of how he was programmed since he was little to. Now, when you say, "I want to stay away from religion," or "we got to stay away from the Bible," but people don't understand, this whole corrupt system is founded from those things.
No, I know, I understand, but I mean, this is Darren's show, and
yeah.
I'm trying to.
No, I don't think I ever gave you any boundaries as far as what you could talk about. You're certainly welcome to go into whatever you want.
It's not who's in right about the Bible. It's their interpretation of the Bible.
Yeah, and that's the thing that where I'm coming from. A lot of times, you know, a lot of it's based upon people's personal opinion, and everyone has an opinion. It seems like they all conflict. Even scholars and theologians, they can't agree. So,
what you need to agree with is with your inner self and say, am I comfortable with who I am and where I'm at? That's what counts, and then go from there. But Darren, watch the Amazing Discoveries. You can pick which one you want. There's 36
right.
of them.
Okay.
It's called Total Onslaught, and there was a well-developed one about the churches that you may want to see because you said you're disgusted with the churches, and you'll see why.
Yeah.
You'll see the underlining.
So all of that's freely available online?
Yeah, Total
Onslaught. Okay, I did jot it down, so I'll have to check that out.
Amazing Discoveries TV, Total Onslaught. There's 36 lectures, and he has done unbelievable. He goes to Egypt. He traveled all over the world and showed you all these symbolisms that are out there and where this road leads to. And once you're aware of that, then you don't get deceived and caught up in it. And you understand, my head just blew open, and I'm going, wait a minute. All this RBN and all the satellite shows and the Patriots, if they all could see that, then they have this total understanding of where this total onslaught is coming from and how it's originated. So thank you for my time.
All right, very good.
Chris, hang in there, Chris. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Liz. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, we're quickly approaching the break. We have a couple of callers on the line. Folks, we have some open lines now, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to jump on board. That's 800-313-9443. Chris, did you have anything you wanted to say at the moment?
Yeah, actually, are you at a point where you got a break, or are we good for?
Well, we got
bit?
About a minute, I think.
Okay, let's take a break. After that, I'd like to go into Aquarius because we've been talking about Atlantis.
Okay,
and that's the other part of my book, and it actually connects in a lot of ways.
Okay,
so,
very good.
I guess on the other side of the break, I'd like to get into that a little bit.
All right, we can do that, and also Barrett in Idaho and Michael in New York, just hang with us on the line. We will get to you. Folks, you're listening to Govern America. My guest today is Chris Tyson. And once again, his book is AmeriCause, New World Order, A Global Atlantis for the Age of Aquarius. And you can get that at AmeriCauseNewWorldOrder.com. We'll be back here in a moment. And once again, the phone number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. And next hour, we're going to be visiting with Bob Chapman and the International Forecaster as well. So it's a cram-packed program here. So stay with us as this hour progresses here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey's systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
To the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we're visiting today with Chris Tyson. He's the author of America's New World Order, A Global Atlantis for the Age of Aquarius. And Chris, I'll just go ahead and give the floor to you. Callers, just hang on the line. We'll get to you in a moment. Chris, go right ahead.
Yeah, the other part of my book is about Aquarius. You know, everybody knows about the Mayan calendar, and that'll be a big topic as we go into next year. What the Mayans were really talking about is we're going into a new age, and the Aztecs knew about it as well as the Olmecs, so did the Chinese, and all these calendars. We're going into a new era, a new age, and that new age is the age of Aquarius. We'll be leaving the age of Pisces, which is the symbol of the fish representing Jesus. Is 2,000 years, you know. That's why they named time after him, after dominion, before Christ and after dominion. Anyway, and remember, Jesus always told his disciples, you're my fishers of men. There's your fish symbol again. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're going into a new age, and the age of Aquarius, and this is where I think you'll find this very interesting, Darren. Some of the attributes of the age of Aquarius is some of the attributes I just told you about Atlantis. In the age of Aquarius, there's going to be a lot of human right movement. Individual human rights, universal harmony. You're going to see a oneness, and humanity is going to come together as one. Remember now, what's on the penny and what's on the dime? E plus unum, out of many, one. And then it says there are going to be sudden upheavals and change. We're seeing all kinds of changes in the weather right now. And this is kind of interesting, too. Two of the key words that describe this age is hope and change. And I think our president ran on those two words in 2008. That was his big slogan, was hope and change. And then also, there's going to be an explosion of technology in this new age. But, you know, what you see, Darren, is that technology is going to be a big brother side effect to all this. And we see that with, like, the iPhone. You know, where it tracks you and you don't even know it's tracking you. Even though it's a great thing to have, it's a great piece of technology, it can track you.
Right.
And, but, you know, there's also...
No, and then we have the whole issue...
...referring to with enlightenment. There's going to be a rise in consciousness. There's going to be an evolution of man, the final evolution of man. Now, I don't believe in this myself. I'm just telling you what I observed from the Age of Aquarius looking at it. It also says there'll be a lot of mental breakdowns and hysteria. And I just saw a statistic the other day. It says 1 in 5 Americans are on some kind of drug for depression.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is – and then also the money system will be an equal distribution of wealth. And I just told you that in Atlantis it was the same thing. There was a distribution of labor, a sharing of the fruits of labor, which is socialism. And we're seeing capitalism get torn in half right now, our system. So it's kind of interesting that these kind of all go together if you really look closely. So
yeah,
you know,
it's very interesting putting the two parallels together. And certainly, I guess 2013 would really be the dawning of this age of Aquarius, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk about subtitles that kind of slide in on us. What's the biggest movie in America that came out yesterday? Twilight, what, Breaking Dawn?
Mm-hmm.
You see? I mean, the symbols are everywhere. But anyway, the Mayans, yes, the new dawn, that's what they're talking about, a new age. And it's going to be a golden pagan age, you know. So, but anyway, those attributes are, you know, because I say human rights, what I'm really telling you is United Nations. You know, when I say human rights, I'm talking United Nations, Agenda 21. I'm
right.
Talking about the Earth Charter, you know, Save the Earth, the Green Movement, the Sacred Earth. You know, these are the things. Now, one other thing is that Uranus is the planet that rules over the age of Aquarius. And the Uranus is the ruler of the air. And you say, well, what does that matter? Well, if you go to Ephesians 2, chapter 2, it says Lucifer is he's the prince of the air. Prince of the air, ruler of the air. So it's kind of interesting. All these things kind of tie in, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. With Atlantis and Aquarius, and then, you know, America being called in the secret societies the new Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I don't want to go any further, you know, but I go a lot more in detail.
Well, I find it very fascinating. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I just laid eyes on the book just last night, so I read as much of it as I could before coming on the air today. It just came in the mail. I commend you for getting it to me so quick. But I'm looking forward to finishing the rest of it because this is a real easy read, folks. It's not difficult. It's not couched in some scarlet, you know, real difficult, you know, academic language here. You know, it's a very easy read, but it's very, very interesting, intriguing, and in depth. You know, it's not a particularly lengthy book. It's a couple hundred pages, I guess. But I highly recommend it based upon what I've read so far. And I think, you know, most of you could certainly just from what you've heard today imagine that it's a very relevant and important book in explaining and connecting the dots of what's going on today with everything, you know, the secret societies and all the symbols and everything that has have been a part of our lives, really, whether we knew about them or not, since the time we were born and even before that, long before that. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour right now. When we come back, I want to take a couple of calls. They've been holding for a while, so Barrett, Idaho, and Michael in New York, just hang with us for just a little bit longer. We will get to you when we come back in a few minutes. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're visiting with Chris Tyson, and we'll be back here in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
By the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And our guest this hour is Chris Tyson. His website is americasnewworldorder.com. And the Amero is spelled with an O, americasnewworldorder.com. And you can get his book by the same title at the website. I want to go back to the phone lines. We have a couple of callers that have been holding for quite a while. Let's go to Idaho and talk to Barrett. Barrett, did I get your name right, by the way?
Yes, it's actually Barrett, like Brandon Barrett.
Okay, that's what I said initially, and then I thought, well, maybe that's wrong. But anyway, okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys had seen Zeitgeist 1, where they talk about the New Age and the every 27,600 years is a New Age.
I have seen it. It's been quite a while, however.
Yeah, me too. It's been about a year and something.
I don't know. Have you seen it by any chance, Chris?
Yes. Yeah, I have. I have.
Is there much truth to it? It sounded pretty good to me. I mean, it made a lot of sense to me that this Aquarius is like a water sign. There's going to be like water wars. And, it's every 26,700 years, I think, when they have this new...
I mean, there's some truth to this, yes. You're right. There's a cycle to all this. and we're going into that new age, that new cycle. You know, it's the, I guess that's the easiest way to break it down, you know, and just say it. It's a lot more complicated, well, you probably know from watching that, you know, film. Basically we're going into a new age. And, you know, most people don't know that. They think just the Mayan calendar, gloom and doom, apocalypse. But really, it's going into a new age. Now, will there be, I just told you there's going to be upheavals, bad weather, probably. You know, we know that NASA is saying there's solar flares going to, you know, in 2012 and 2013 are going to spike up. But, we're going into a new age.
Well, and the question with the weather is, you know, how much of this stuff is natural and how much of it's man-made in terms of through technological means also. You know, I mean, they have so many different ways of manipulating and modifying the weather today that, you know, it's difficult to know what's natural and what's artificially
produced. I would say that about 90% of it is man-made today.
And we're not talking about global warming and carbon emissions either.
No, I'm not talking about that either. I'm talking about the chemtrails.
Yeah, I knew you weren't talking about it. I just want to make it clear for the listeners that, anyway.
And there, the other thing I have a question you might know about, the writer, is that the Statue of Liberty has leg irons on that can only be seen from a helicopter or a low-flying plane. I was wondering if you knew anything about that. The Rockefellers did finance it. Anyway, that's my question.
No, I don't know about the legs. I know a lot about it, though. I mean, if you step back, one thing I would say, and it's very interesting, when I was at Ellis Island, and I actually went there with my family a few years ago, and, you know, the actual title to the Statue of Liberty is right there, and it says Liberty Enlightenment for the World. That's a mouthful right there.
Wow.
Liberty Enlightenment for the World. Remember I told you this flame's being spread all over the world? And Enlightenment, mm-hmm. Remember I told you that America was, it came out of the Age of Enlightenment?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting, but, I could go on and on about the symbolism of that statue, but yeah, that's a pagan goddess sitting right there.
You know, one thing that you talk about in your book that I've always found fascinating is this this Stonehenge in Athens, Georgia, called, I guess, the Georgia Guidestones.
Yes.
Those have quite a significance as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. And, you know, remember I just told you, in the Age of Aquarius, there's going to be humanitarian efforts to save the Earth, the Green Movement. Well, if you go to the Georgia Guidestones, and they call the Georgia Guidestones basically the Ten Commandments of the New World Order. It's been called America's Stonehenge. But, you know, just some of the things that are written on those stones is it says unite humanity with a living language. It says to be not a cancer on the earth, but leave room for nature. There's save the earth, that I was just telling you about. It says avoid petty laws and useless officials. It says let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. We already have a world court, as you know, over in Hague, the International Court of Justice. And then, you know, so basically, and by the way, the Georgia Guidestones say that you need to rule with reason. And Thomas Paine, in the Age of Enlightenment, he wrote the book called the Age of Reason. So what I'm trying to tell you is this new age is going to be ruled by reason, by man, by man's laws.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's going to be a humanistic, there's your United Nations, man's laws. Secular rule, a new secular order ruled by man's laws. So, yes, the Georgia Guidestones has a lot to do with this. But we could talk about that on a whole other show, you know.
Well,
so
and that's the
it.
Other
I actually
thing
went out
is
there and looked at it and drove out there to it. It's a very pretty large granite structure.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have you back because, despite the fact that we've spent some time talking about this, ultimately we've really only scratched the surface. There's so much we can talk about in this. I want to go back to the phone lines and talk to Michael in New York. Michael, thanks for holding on.
Good morning, Darren. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
You know, Chris, a lot of stuff you're saying is right on. However, you got to be careful as you venture off into your theories because the problem is that it's easy to get confused and they like to muddy the waters. Now, Thomas Paine with the Age of Reason has nothing to do with the Stonehenge the modern day American Stonehenge with their claim to governing the world with reason. Now, their governing the world with reason, of course, refers to homosexuality as normal. Now, any true reasonable mind knows that's not natural, okay? And Thomas Paine would acknowledge that as being unnatural. So you've got to be very careful. Now, the Founding Fathers, Freemasons, yes, but that has nothing to do with devil worship or anything like most of the Freemasons of today. There's a new world order that you're referring to, but it's really the old world order where there's a ruling elite of nobility and everybody else are slaves, serfs, but there's a new world order of God, which the Founding Fathers were into, where there was individual liberties that were unheard of in any country in the world. Now, George Washington, for example, he's the only general with a standing army that conquered a nation and yet walked away from that power rather than set himself up as a king or an emperor. So if these guys were into the New Atlantis the way it's spun today for the colonies, then they would have established a kingdom, a monarchy. And if they were really in league with the Britons, the rulers of Britain at the time, then they would have never tried to break away from them. And so
Let's give Chris a chance to respond.
Sure.
Chris, did you...
I have to disagree. I know what he's saying, but you got to look back at who Thomas Paine was. He was a deist. And if you look into deism, you'll see what I'm saying. Do I think he was a Satanist? No, I wouldn't go that far. Do I think these guys knew what they were doing? Yes. Does it matter if they're breaking away from the British or not? Not really, because we got all these countries today that appear to be against each other, but we know deep down they're all in this together. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I agree with some of what you're saying, but I have to disagree about the Founding Fathers. A lot of those Founding Fathers knew what they were doing. They were indoctrinated, not only in Masonry, but they were indoctrinated in the Rosicrucifixion, and they actually read the readings of. And as a matter of fact, Benjamin Franklin was a part of two lodges, one in France and one over here. And in addition to that, he was part of the Hellfire Club, Dashwood's Hellfire Club. So you got to really look into these guys before you think that everything they were doing was a good intention. Because, you know, if you go back in the Gnostic Gospels, they call Lucifer the light bearer of freedom. He's the liberator of mankind. So liberty looks good. Someone said this earlier today. Liberty looks good, but it's what you don't realize it, but you're actually a slave inside this liberty.
But you see now, that's what you got to be careful. If we didn't have any liberty, then we would be slaves for sure, right? And so obviously with liberties now come a lot of discipline, self-discipline, which with the Founding Fathers were greatly into for the most part. Not all of them, but for the most part. Without self-discipline, then liberty turns into where we are right now. A bunch of people running around with no discipline at all, and things run amok. Everything gets out of control. There's no more natural order to things. You see, that's what happens. But liberty, if without that, then we're slaves totally. Now, there's only two nations in the history of the world that we know of, as far as going back in time with the history of this planet, there's only two nations that started off without a king. Israel in the very beginning, until they desired a mortal king, and then everything fell apart. And the United States of America without a king. That's a new world order. It's unprecedented. In fact, the people at the time couldn't even conceive it. When King George heard that Washington walked away from establishing himself as an emperor, he said he's the greatest man in the world because nobody's ever heard of such a thing, to walk away when you could establish yourself with a dynasty and have every easy living, be a king, be served by everybody. And now, here's what we got to watch out for, friends, because we love our country. This is clear, and I'm not arguing with you on these points. Mm-hmm. And as soon as this country was founded, what happened? Well, we've been under attack. Somebody's been trying to break us up. We had the War of 1812, then we had the Civil War. The Knights of the Golden Circle in the South, trying to establish the Southern states in the empire with Mexico and in league still with Britain, and they were trying to divide us up constantly. And now, as you're spot on, Chris, with this Amero. So obviously, what they're trying to do is destroy the United States. The United States was used to create this UN globalist agenda, and now they're trying to dispose of us, to destroy us. And just like with the European countries, if we get tied down into this union with Canada and Mexico, we're going to lose our sovereignty, and that's what they want. They don't want any nation on this planet to have sovereignty, and that includes us. And so the enemy now is still here trying to break us up, divide us up any way they can. They don't care how, as long as it happens, so that they can advance their globalist agenda. And this is where we are right now, and that's where you're spot on. We got to make sure the traitors in our government either hang for trying to commit treason, breaking up our sovereignty, destroying this union, or we get them back as representatives of the sovereign states of the United States, and we make sure we remain an individual nation with our own sovereignty, with a lawful currency, constitutional currency, and that we get away from this United Nations crap, because it's totally communist. And from the get-go, it was Bolshevik Jews that created the United Nations. It's the Bolshevik Jews that we just, Obama gave a big bailout to, and they're in that opening song all the time with Tanya Tucker about the farmers. They're going to lose their business because the bankers, well, they're not concerned with the rising cost of grain. All they know is it's a losing venture. And yet, they'll let those good American farmers go. And yet, though, these big banks that Obama bailed out with billions of U.S. taxpayer money that is unaccounted for, those banks that were fraudulent in their activity, they couldn't run their business right. They made all kinds of bad loans. They were in the hole. But no, yeah, we don't let them fold up.
Yeah, you know, and I agree with you on that. That would probably be a better thing to talk to Bob Chapman about. But, Chris, did you want to respond to anything?
There's a lot there. I see where he's coming from. I can hear the patriot voice in him, and I am a patriot too. I love this country, but I'm telling you, if you look back, yes, you're right. George Washington did not choose to be an emperor, but look at the powers today that are in that position. You know, if we were to go into a state of martial law tonight, Obama is king, and he will do whatever he needs to do. And if you can look up the laws for martial law under Homeland Security. Now, was it noble of George Washington to not assume that position? Absolutely. But the power is still in that office. And I know there's supposed check and balances, but as America's starting to figure out, a lot of those checks and balances, it's an illusion. You know?
Michael, so, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Can I just, a couple quick comments, and I'll let you go. And guys,
move on there, buddy. Unfortunately,
okay.
I got another call. I appreciate
the
call.
Guys. Take care now.
Thank you
God
so
bless.
Much. Chris, I don't know. Did you finish what you were saying?
No. I mean, I see where he's coming from. But if you really look deeply into the Founding Fathers and where they came from, you'll see what I'm trying to say, you know?
Yeah. All right. Very good. Let's move on to Vicki in Idaho. Vicki, thanks for holding on.
Hi. This is really an interesting subject, but I'm wondering how long is the time frame of an age. If we're entering into the age of Aquarius, then how long were we in the age of Pisces?
You know, I'm not an astrologer. I don't want to be one because astrology came from Babylon. But what I've read in the books about this is that usually an age is usually in the range of 2,000 years, and that roughly don't. Quote me on that exactly, but roughly in that range.
Okay. Well, would the ages of time, would the Dark Ages and the Renaissance in Europe, would that have corresponded to the changing of an age if you were to track back?
You know, I couldn't really answer that. I would have to even look into that, you know what I'm saying? Because I looked at the Age of Enlightenment, but I didn't look back into the Dark Ages and all that when I did my research. So I couldn't even answer that question.
Yeah. Well, do you have any idea how big of a cult, while I consider these people to be members of a cult?
They are.
Do you have any idea how big this cult is?
Well, first of all, it's not one cult. And Darren he knows this too. There's many groups. You had the Bavarian Illuminati of Germany. You had the Rosicrucifixion in France and Britain. I mean, what it is there's a lot of groups. And even today, there's a lot of groups. Today, you got the Council on Foreign Relations. You got the Trilateral Commission. You got the Bilderberg Group. So what I'm trying to tell you is there's not one head to the snake. There's many parts to the snake.
Okay.
And that's why it's so hard. It's like a moving target. That's why we can't pin these people down and take back, like the last caller, I could hear in his voice, take back our country.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, and how, but all of these groups, though, they're pretty much playing from the same game book. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct.
Okay.
Hey, Vicki, can you hold on? And Chris, we got another segment here coming up, and we'll just finish this up here. And also, we'll tell you again how you can get the book. Stay with us, boys. Fast 2 hours. This is Govern America, visiting with Chris Tyson here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. One more segment to go, and then next hour we'll be visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. We'll be back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Home stretch of this hour. This is Govern America. I'm visiting with Chris Tyson. And by the way, once again, the book is AmeriCause, New World Order, A Global Atlantis for the Age of Aquarius. And AmeriCause is spelled just like the Amero, the currency unit that was proposed for the North American Union, AmeriCause, New World Order. And once again, the author's name is Chris Tyson, and you can get to his website. It's linked up with ours at governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. Just go there, and it's in the guest information. And Vicki is on the line. And Vicki, did you have anything else that you wanted to? I don't know where we were as far as the question and answer process here.
Well, I just have one more question, and then I'll get off. But I, it looks to me like that our government, the people in power positions in our government, have facilitated and done everything that they could possibly do to bring about this new world order. But the people, as you say, and as I believe, they are a cult. So what our official government policy has done is to empower a cult.
That's right. That is absolutely right.
So do you have any feel for whether or not there are people within our government who understand all of this and who are working to oppose it? Because it seems that the centers of power, where the real power is, are fully in support of all of this, you know, new age stuff. And so that leaves us all in a very precarious position in terms of, you know, what's happening in our country and the world. What I'm saying is that we're all at risk. We're all in very great danger, I believe.
You're absolutely right, and that's what drove me to write this book, mm-hmm. because I feel like 85% of the American people have no idea what's going on. I mean, would you agree with that, Darren, or is that a high number there?
I would put it even higher.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, I think, including those of us in the Patriot community, you know, we don't really have grasp the entire depth of the whole thing.
And, you know,
like
right.
you said,
you're
kind of skim along the surface, but a lot of times it goes much deeper than anybody ever really talks about.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, the caller there is absolutely, she hit this right on the nail, because that's why I kept saying a new pagan order for the new age. Because polytheism, we go back to polytheism, right, in the Declaration of Independence, that allows all types of worship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Occult members can feel at home here. They can feel at ease here, because no one's going to say you can't be a witch. No one's going to say you can't be a druid. No one's going to say you can't be a Pentecostal or a Mormon. You see what I'm saying? No one's going to point fingers. You can be whatever you want to be here. So that gave the ruling elite the right to do that. Because, see, a lot of these people had to go underground in Europe. You know, remember all the witch trials and all that, the Catholic Church? So over here on this land, on the land of the New World, by the way, you know, when Columbus sailed over, right, the New World, the New World Order.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that she's absolutely right on about this. This is an environment where paganism and the occult and, I mean, there's all kinds of branches to this. I'm not just picking on paganism. I'm just saying that the whole occult can thrive here.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
well,
we are out of time. Thank you, Vicki, for your call. And, Chris, thank you for spending the last 2 hours with us. Folks, get the book, America's New World Order, at the website, americasnewworldorder.com. And we'll definitely have you back. It certainly was a very good time. So, folks, Bob Chapman's up next in a few minutes. We'll be back here in just a moment. Hour number 3, straight ahead.
The next.